Ring Road. The ghost of Bridge Future is rattling its rivets, chaining its foundation to bedrock under the elbow's soft bank. Deal signed, city, province, First Nation. Now the clock winds forward, and backhoes line the ledgers of plans. Engineers home late for dinner, and the river unknows its fate. Here, a girl on the south side, my father 30 years ago said, "This here is an easement. One day a freeway will run here." Easement, freeway, the words sounding soft. I wondered while we walked, our golden lab frolicky in slanted supper light at the edge of Sutina land. Easement, making it easy one day for trucks and rollers to muck and ruck their way over frog ponds and poplar suckers, over June evenings and right through my edge of west. Here. This year I run here every other day, following rooty paths along willow, Saskatoon, flood dust, running for sweat, working for muscle, for the promise of living till 90, for distance, watching my watch and mathing the numbers, how many minutes in a kilometer, how many trail turns in a warm-up, how many oxbows and bends in the elbow in 45 minutes of fitness. Here, at the bottom of Weaselhead Hill, July 14th, 2014, my left calf ripped, and I had to hop all the way back up on one leg, hop, hop, steady, steady hop. My racing season gone, torn and slowed, I noticed the smallest wren fear-flit from aspen to spruce. Noticed the striate clouds in evening sky, evening weighing down day earlier and earlier. In August, the green things grow heavier until they cannot contain themselves, and brown seeds tip and bow to September. Here, runs are now walks. Walks are for thinking. How many kilometers of walking to outthink the evening news? At the site of Ring Road to be, border between city and Sarsee, I strip my clothes and dip into the river, float east over broken mountain bones, now rounded stones, alone in freedom of skin and water. The radio told me there are thousands of refugees on a desert mountain high in Iraq, surrounded by religion gone militia, so the mission is to airdrop life to them, water to them, without getting shot. And I am sensuously floating in my childhood's river in summer after a meal of sweet corn and new potatoes. Here. I wrote a love poem to you here. Repeating the words west and water, ashes and hands. I was crying because one of us will die first. Don't, I wrote, don't die before me. Don't die before me. How would I lift my hands, even to drink water, even wildest river water? How would I love anyone, even the children, with your heart scattered to the wind? It wasn't a love poem, more an addendum to our will. Will you please scatter my ashes where the narrowest trail meets the river? Here. When the diggers and graders come down the hill roaring, I will sit vigil and watch the ghost bridge take on heft. Tractor tremors in my bones, I will return home to you, my love. Open my hand, offering July's first Saskatoons. They'll not uproot every Saskatoon. And lean in to kiss your graying beard. Let's learn to hold our fear. Each story of unbearable pain. The way the prairie holds her river.